833-862-4332. He will discuss the options for your retirement plan and inform you of the tax ramifications of each option. Roderick is a certified public accountant, CPA, and licensed financial advisor. Call Roderick Dow. He wants to help you pursue your retirement goals. 713-862-4332. 713-862-4332. Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated, Roderick Dow, PC, and Securities America, separate companies. CPA services offered through Roderick Dow, PC.
The views and opinions expressed on KYND 1520 Talk programs are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its owners, management, other hosts, or advertisers. Show topics on this station may include conversations on any lifestyle, belief, religion, political affiliation, or other personal practices. KYND, a Synergy Broadcasting Company. KYND, Cypress, Houston.
A Synergy Broadcasting Company.
Your kind of talk. Your kind of music.
Your kind of radio.
The powerful 1520.
Chadwick Pack Radio Broadcast. I'm your host, Yuri Solomon, in the studio with our fearless leader is on the way, our president, but we have a host of Pack pastors that are here with us in the studio. Pack means pastors advancing the kingdom. Pastors advancing the kingdom. We are a group of pastors that's showing forth a unified front of the church. We have to work together. And so we're a group of pastors working together. Today's show topic is moving into what we've been talking about forums, and on the front of that we're putting in this idea of proactive thinking. So it promises to be a great show today. You can call and join in as we talk. We want you to talk back to us at 832-230-5592. All right, let's do this. Let's have our pastors and preachers to introduce themselves around the table here.
Good afternoon. This is Harry Coase of Equippers Bible Fellowship, 2600 Q Street, Houston, Texas, 77020. I want to welcome to our show today. I'm sure you will be blessed on this day. Welcome.
Hi, I'm Pastor Harold Marshall, Abundant Harvest Church, 8734, Windswept in Piney Point, Texas.
Pastor Roderick Young, pastor of the Bethany Missionary Baptist Church, 3307 Elysian Street, there in Houston, Texas.
All right. So all our pastors are present and accounted for. Again, the traffic is holding up our leader, our president, Wilford Dorton. Not only that, one of our pastors is Pastor Warden, a familiar voice you hear. He's out of town today, and so he's not with us. He has the opportunity to meet somebody that he had seen since they were born. And so he said he needs to go deal with his family. And that's what our show is about.
Right.
It's about bringing our families together, impacting the inner city one family at a time. So again, today we're talking about proactive thinking. Now, we've been talking about the spiritual leader in the home, interacting with the various mindsets that may be in a home. When we say various mindsets, we know by now you may have a young man that's kind of carried away with the culture, and he might be carried away with hip-hop culture or thug culture. And so you have that mindset. You might have somebody in these days that may be gay in the family.
Right.
You may have somebody that the mother may be a church going woman, and the dad might not go to church, but he a judge downtown. I mean, that's four different mindsets I just named.
Yeah,
that could be in one family, four different people, four absolutely different mindsets. So a spiritual leader, as they attempt, he or she attempts to bring the family into some sort of what we call family initiative.
Yeah, healthy family.
Healthy family. That's what I'm looking for. That would not come to my mind. Healthy family initiative. So while we're trying to bring the family to a point of health, healthy family, well, the spiritual leader is going to run into these things and counter these things. And so we talked on last week about a family forum,
right,
about having a forum where everybody can open up and there can be free and open communication. And
Amen.
So we've been talking about that. That spiritual leader, mm-hmm, we gave a definition of that. Let me say what a spiritual leader is so that everybody knows what we're talking about. A spiritual leader is one, a person, that is empowered to show others how to love God and love others. That's all it boils down to. You've heard that before, that our one and only job in this world is to love God,
right,
and to love our neighbor, right,
yeah,
to love others.
Yeah.
And so that's what a spiritual leader does. He shows people how to do that. He or she shows people how to do that. Now, how do you have a proactive, because that's the topic for today. How do we do this in a proactive way? How do you have a plan, first of all, some sort of vision, because you'll never be properly proactive without a vision. Without a vision, the people perish. I like the NIV that says they just cast off all restraint. In other words, if you're not going anywhere, you'll get there real soon. Right? And so that's the idea, is that something has to keep you focused and on track so that you don't get off track, and so that you move in that direction according to where you're going proactively.
Right.
I want to talk a little bit about that.
Proactive guys. Thinking is thinking when you're looking down the road.
Right.
You're not waiting for something to happen, but yet you're envisioning before it happens. You see the response of people and see where they're going and knowing them. And that's the importance of leadership. Leadership has to know who's in the house.
Right.
And so they take a look at what's going on and began to examine and see what we can do to offset some things ahead of time, mm-hmm, before they actually happen. Proactive thinking is visionary. You've got to see beyond where they are and look for where you are trying to take them and where they're trying to go. And so that vision, it looks beyond the moment of right now. And you begin to create and drop seed for something that's in the future, even though they're not even receiving that, even though they're not even there. But proactive thinking gets into the mindset of the people in the home,
right,
and to cast vision, even though they may not even see it as that. But you're casting the vision for them, and that's proactive thinking.
You know, There are times that most of us are living in the reactive thinking process.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm always trying to respond or react to what's happening around me after, as opposed to looking ahead down the road.
That's why it's so important that the spiritual leader know his or her own identity.
Yeah. Man, you said a word.
They know their own identity, because the only way you can really cast a vision for a family, for a church, for a business, is know your own identity.
Yeah.
Because the number one killer in any leadership is other folks' opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you don't know your own identity, then you can't. In fact, the Bible says children, especially children, are like arrows.
Yeah.
And whenever an archer shoots an arrow, he knows his target.
Yeah.
And he shoots it towards the target. And so we have to know our identity and, as you say, know how to look down the road
okay.
to know where they're going.
So proactive, when we talk about proactive thinking, we talked about something before. Namely, we talked about hindsight.
Right.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then, and of course, that's your past.
Right.
And
right.
some things mm-hmm. that may be affecting you, and you need to straighten up. You need to see them differently, but you got to do that by getting insight.
Right. Yes.
And insight kind of straightens it all out.
Yeah.
You can, by from the point of insight, you can see what's wrong on the back end, straighten that up.
Yes.
But it also gives you, insight gives you foresight.
Clear foresight, right.
Yes.
And so when we're talking about proactive thinking, mm-hmm. how does this idea of foresight tie into proactive thinking?
Foresight ties into proactive thinking because of the healthy hindsight. See, you can't get to Dallas looking back in the rearview mirror toward Galveston. You've got to have your vision clear, and you've got to get some things that's done. Oftentimes people are looking backwards, and it's hard to see forward. And when you're dealing with hindsight issues, they'll hinder you where you are. They hinder your insight. And so an insight is simply this. What I'm dealing with today.
Right.
But I can't handle what I'm dealing with today because of what I dealt with on yesterday is hindering me. And so, therefore, if I can't even get through the day, how can I even look for tomorrow? Yeah. And so with this hindsight issue, once you get that settled, you can have a clear understanding. Because Pastor Marshall said something that's so important. When my identity... See, some people's identity is because of what they, who they were in yesterday, or what happened to them on yesterday, and so therefore now, because of what happened to me on yesterday, I'm here, but I'm here with the shield now. Whereas you could come here, I got boundaries whereby you can come, but you can't get this far in because I've been damaged, and so therefore I don't let people into my inner circle now. And that's an issue that comes about, which now is hindering my foresight. It's hindering where I'm trying to go because of where I am now and the boundaries that I've set up. The boundaries that I've set up. And so it could become an issue.
Yeah, okay? the idea would be I'm unable to hear from God the way I need to hear from God because of the past issues that I'm not allowing the Spirit of God to empower me to hear that truth that I need right now. We ain't even talking about the foresight just yet, but for right now, to be able to help and minister to my family right now, I don't have that insight from God because of my past. I can't trust what somebody would encourage me through. Again, I won't let nobody in, but because of my past, because of my, in the terms we use, my hindsight damage, I can't hear from God, who actually will give me insight and will provide the opportunity to have foresight, because God is the only one that really knows what needs to happen in the future to make the present worthwhile.
Amen. Yeah. Well, now let's bring it up to in relationship to the family forum, because we're not talking as much about the leader's personal issues.
Right.
We kind of covered that,
right?
But we're talking about the fact that insight. I like what you said. That insight, Harry, is from God. And insight is how things work.
Right.
How things work, and that's why insight is that point in the present, because your present pain often, we've talked about that, often is caused by the way you view the past.
Right.
But when you get a hold of how things work, then that'll only give you the power to correct whatever happened back then and the correct view of it. You can't change it.
Right.
You get to view it right.
Yeah.
But also it gives you power to make better decisions in the future.
Right.
And so in this forum, again, we're going to encounter often personalities, or we're going to encounter various mindsets that we have to be ready for and operate when we're trying to help people. You have to have some insight.
Right.
You have to have proactive thinking rather than reactive thinking. And another name that we often call it, you have to have supernatural intellect.
That's it.
Right. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And Will often talks about coming in and reading the room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Before you can plan an advance, I'm an old military guy, but before we plan in advance, before we plan to engage the enemy, we had to know exactly what his capabilities were,
right,
where his weaknesses were, and then we could set up against those things to ensure that we have a probability of victory. When you read the room and not put blinders on, but read the room to know what you're dealing with, then you know how to.
Now, I don't think, Pastor Marshall, anybody's better at reading the room than you are. So what I want you to do is put some legs on that for some concrete. Give us an illustration that you run into, even in our classes of reading the room.
When you are dealing with in our classes, the last example I was talking about how we engage certain situations.
Yeah.
And the guy spoke up and said, well, I never had to do that. And, you know, in a comical way, I told him, well, look, I'm talking to us country bumpkins. I'm not talking to us players. Since you're already a player and you never had to deal with this kind of situation, let us talk to the rest of the room.
Yeah.
And after we talked a while, then he didn't want to be a player.
Yeah.
He wanted to, you know, I need the instruction. I was a player. And that's reading the room. And in different instances, you look at people and know hindsight has a language and foresight has a language. And you can hear the language. And like as one guy, we was talking about proactive thinking and having foresight, and he kept telling me about how everybody has did him wrong. I said, well, we're not going to talk to you right now because you're wounded.
Yeah.
And nothing we say means anything to you because you want us to entertain your wounded.
Yeah.
I want to talk to the ones that want to be healed. Now, all of a sudden, he want to be healed. And at graduation, he told me, I'm glad you told me that I was angry with everybody. So, you know, it's different ways to read the room and point them in the right direction. But you can't, one of the things that Will says is you got to hold your position. You got to know where you are. And so you can hold your position and not get pulled out of joint. One young man told me as we were offering jobs and he was a felon, and he said, now I done heard all that, and I've been there here, and I've been there, and what makes you believe me? Why would I believe that you are telling me the truth? Because I haven't told you.
Yeah.
Because I haven't told you. I don't know what everybody else has told you, but we haven't told you. So because I know that I'm telling you the truth, you're going to have to lock into the truth, and we can move on from here. But we're not going to entertain how many people have lied to you.
and that's what we're talking about. And this kind of proactive thinking has to be brought into the family forum.
Yeah.
And nobody knows your family better than you. Right. I mean, we all can take it and run down who is what and how they think and what they do in our families. But often we don't listen hard enough and pay attention hard enough to really understand it from a perspective of what do they want.
Right.
You really got to be able to look at a person and say, okay, what does this person want? And we're so busy trying to get what we want, we can never figure out what they want. And I tell you what, we're gonna take a break. I want our website. Let's tell them how they can find us.
Our website is chatwithpack.org. It's pastorsadvancingthekingdom.org. Chatwithpack.org.
All right. And you can call us 832-230-5592 and join this conversation. If something is resonating with you and you need to talk about it, you feel like you can tell us something we're not talking about, give us a call, 832-230-5592, and we'll be back right after this.
1520.
KYND.
Hello, this is Fred Hoyer coming to you about Bayway Lincoln, your Lincoln dealer, number one in sales and number one in service for the last 20 years. Bayway Lincoln, located on the Gulf Freeway at the Fuqua exit. This month at Bayway Lincoln, 0% on all 2017 Lincolns in stock. That's right, 0% on all 2017 Lincolns in stock. From the Lincoln Navigator, Lincoln MKS, Lincoln MKZ, and the Lincoln MKC. So give Fred Hoyer a call today at 281-929-6500 and experience the Bayway way. Fred Hoyer and Bayway Lincoln, a winning combination for the last 20 years. So call 281-929-6500. And remember, Bayway Lincoln, the only dealer in town that gives you a 40-inch flat screen TV with your purchase on any new or pre-owned car. Good credit, bad credit, we can make it happen for you at Bayway Lincoln.
Bayway Lincoln on the Gulf Freeway, 45 South at the Fuqua exit. Open Saturdays. Call Fleet Manager Fred Hoyer, 281-929-6500. Bayway Lincoln, a part of the Bayway Auto Group.
Do your friends and family think your TV volume is way too loud? Do you ask people to repeat themselves? Maybe, just maybe, you have a hearing problem. Keep listening for a guaranteed promise to improve your hearing. Listen, a good pair of hearing aids can cost way over $4,000. At Hearing Help Express, we can offer you a way to improve your hearing and save 75% over other hearing aids. Our family-owned company has been helping seniors for over 35 years, and we'll always be here to help you with your hearing needs. And right now, for less than $100 down, we'll send you as many hearing aids as it takes, hassle-free until we fix your hearing problem. Call right now and save up to 75% on a new hearing aid that we promise will improve your hearing, guaranteed. Call now.
800-655-6041. 800-655-6041. 800-655-6041. That's 800-655-6041.
Some voices are unmistakable.
You.
The moment you hear them, you know them. Voices of yesterday.
And what we have is much more than they could see.
That still sound good today.
Just to be close to you, girl.
It's Anita Baker. And Jeffrey Osborne. Versus Whitney Houston. And Lionel Richie.
Hey, hey, what I'm saying is do it to me one more time.
It's a classic showdown. Friday, November 11th on 1520 KYND. From the woodlands to Warden, on the air everywhere. Everywhere. The powerful 1520.
Welcome again. You're listening to the Chat with Pac radio broadcast. We want to remind you that you can learn more about Chat with Pac and more about the things that we have going on if you visit our website.
That's chatwithpac.org. Sorry about that, Yuri. And on our website, you can actually get some of our material. You can download it from the website now. You have the Second Adams Men's Club program, as well as the Healthy Family I'm talking about the documentation. The book.
Health relationships.
Actually, my mind went blank. That's that 61. Just kicked that bad sector I was talking about.
Senior moment.
All right. So you can go to our website, and you can not only learn more about us, but you can download materials there. If you want to learn more about our classes, we want you to call our offices at 713-784-6055, and you can learn more about our classes. Speaking of our classes, on the 18th of this month.
That's right.
What we have, Eric?
We're having a graduation, at our main campus, 2600 Chu Street, at 10 a.m. I want to invite you all to come out and share with us on that day, on the 18th.
So that's right there in the heart of Fifth Ward. That's where our headquarters are. So you can share with us in the graduation on the 18th. And then you can call for the new classes that are coming up. They won't start until the beginning of the year. January 9th is when the next classes start. Now, there are campuses all over the city. And so there's no doubt one near you. And we're working on some outside of the city as far as where are we working at?
Huntsville.
All right, that's great. And so, again, if you want to know about our next classes starting on January the 9th, 713-784-6055. And our administrative staff will be glad to talk to you and answer all of your questions and help you get signed up if you want to take our class. And listen here, the classes are free.
What you say?
Free.
I like free.
We must put in that you are required to buy a manual, and the manual is $25. We state that because some people think free means
everything.
Everything is free. So we want to make sure that you have a manual. It's worth investing in yourself.
Mm-hmm. All right, but the classes are free. All right. Now, let me tell you this also. You can get involved with what we do. We're looking for pastors that want to be a part of PAC. We're looking for people that may want to come to the offices and see what's going on. Just look around and find out what we do. Sit in on the classes. Anything you want to do to get you involved, volunteering, learning the material, learning to teach, whatever it is, call 713-784-6055 and find out what you can do to come on by and check us out. All right, we're talking about proactive thinking, and we've been talking about it in the context mainly of the family forum and how do we deal with all of these mindsets and how do we get ahead of it. Now, proactive thinking can be broad. You want to be proactive in all of your thinking in everything you do. But we're talking about it in the narrow context of just being able to deal with your family and not being caught by surprise when they start talking and things start happening and all that kind of stuff when you're trying to make your family healthy. We're so glad to have our fearless leader and president with us. He's come in the room.
Yeah.
I don't know how fearless it is. You can't get here on time. It's good to be here, and thanks everybody for joining in the cause to make the family better toward the inner city.
All right. So again, when we're talking about proactive thinking, and I want to introduce something that we've been talking about, particularly in the African American community, because we are making the inner city better,
one family at a time.
But we talked about kind of a mentality that's been with us ever since we've been emancipated.
Yeah, and what it entails is the various perspectives that those in the African American community may have toward what we are about, and it kind of sums itself up as the African American identity.
Right.
And no one's going to argue that it stems back to slavery and some of the things that slavery has has influenced upon the African American community. And we kind of outlined it as the three types of philosophies that come out of slavery at the Emancipation Proclamation, and we talk about three ideas that comes out of that. And one is one philosophy is, you know what, since we're free, we can go and make all this money. Because the people who held us in slavery don't work.
Mm.
The other perspective is, man, those people are not going to let us do that. And then the final perspective is, I don't see anything wrong with being here. So when we take a look at those mentalities, they have evolved even into now. So right. You have the one group that's, you know, three types of African-American thought come out of that. One group is we're free, we can go anywhere in America, and we can do whatever we want.
Right.
Another philosophy is the white guy don't want me to work. It's not going to let us do that. The dominant culture is still in control.
Right.
I was talking to a member of mine who mentioned that there's still white superiority in America.
Mm.
And I thought that was the craziest thought I could ever hear, because who's going to hold you back when you have the freedom in decision-making?
Right.
And then finally the one is, you know what, it's just, we're not bad, I don't want to change, let's just leave everything alone, because it's all right. And if it's in your family, they're going to clash.
Right.
And two of them are going to take offense to it. The one who says there's nothing wrong with it is going to be offended because you want to leave and do something better.
Right.
And the one who says they're not going to let us do it has this fear. And out of that fear, they're going to be offended in the sense that now that you're going to bring down some deeper issues on us if you go do that, is the idea. And so as we take proactive thought into what we're doing, it's impossible to be successful if you don't recognize those three mentalities. And when they pop up in your conversation, or when they pop up in your circles of influence. And the question is now, how do you deal with that?
Right.
What's the perspective to deal with it? So those of us in the room have recognized what the condition of the church is.
Yeah.
And how some of our brothers in the faith are doing great jobs.
Right.
Of shepherding. And, you know, and some of the measurements of good work is, you know, the pastor loves his wife. You know, they're known for that. They're known for making sure that the people are shepherded. But then there's another group that is just, as Jesus said in John 10, they're just hirelings. They're in it for the money.
And that's it.
And so as we take on leadership, it's crucial that our families, as beat up as we may be, as unsuccessful as we may be, as many bad mistakes as we've already made, proactive thought tells us we can still get up.
Right.
And still take leadership, because in our identity, who's going to be perfect?
Right.
Who's not going to make a mistake? But the key to proactive thinking is maintaining, catch this, a genuine family objective. Genuine. Where are you headed genuinely? And so we talked about a couple of weeks ago when you are providing the example. The reason the example is effective and connected to proactive thinking is because you genuinely want everybody in your family better.
Right.
You genuinely want everyone in the community better. You genuinely want everyone in your circle of influence better.
Right.
No strings attached. And so it's easy to lead proactively because you will receive the wisdom it needs to do what you need to do when the stressful times pop up. And you're able now to say, okay, this is what needs to happen when that is doing what it needs to do.
Mm. Now, when you say genuinely, you genuinely want your family to do better, I would probably side with people. Most time they won't. They genuinely want it. They're sincere. But I think the issue is knowing how, and that's what moves us into some ineffective things that we do.
Well, when something's not genuine, claims to be on board with you, but it has an ulterior motive.
Oh, man.
It's like Judas. Judas followed Jesus all the way. No one in the inner circle thought he was not genuine. You didn't find out until it was betrayal time.
Yeah.
And so genuineness is a hard thing to spot. But when you recognize behavior and you recognize how it should be, it's not hard to spot. It's kind of like if you're all of you have kids, and you know, my son or daughter's going to grow up to be, you fill in the blank. And as long as they're going to school, coming home on time, doing ABCD right, proactive thinking says everything's all right.
Yeah.
But the moment they come home late two or three times, the moment you get the smell of smoke on them, moment you get the smell of liquor on them, and they're going to come home and appear to be genuine. They're going to appear to be doing, they're going to know your words, they're going to know your language, but proactive thinking says something's wrong with that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you're able to take a look at if it's smoke, is this idea's going to pop up on what smoking does based on the culture or drinking does based on the culture. So proactive thinking is going to cause you to ask a certain amount of questions. Because as Pastor Marshall already mentioned, you've read the room.
Yeah. Okay. Now, forgive me for pressing this, because now what I'm saying is that the leader, the spiritual leader in the family who engages their family, I'm saying, when you talk about family, now we could say probably some disingenuous things in other circles,
yeah,
a little bit easier, pastors and stuff like that, where people are not so attached to you. But generally in the family, that parent that engages that child, or that wife that engages the husband, you know, genuinely wants them to be better in a family setting. And so what...
So we have three ulterior cultures that has invaded the American consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Since the Ten Commandments thought, right?
Mm-hmm. Right?
One has been secular. The right. Secular culture, anti-God, doesn't want anything to do with God. And if that's in your home, what is that genuineness going to look like? Then you have agnostic culture, where people don't really know if there's a God or not. And when that comes in, I don't know if it's a God, you're in here talking about God, then agnosticism by the very nature is going to bring its own agenda.
Right.
Now you got hip-hop, thuggish thought, and they're not the same, but they thuggishness has hijacked hip hop and taken it to the left. And so when you have those thoughts, even though you are genuine in your approach to have a better family, each one of those ideas bring their own agenda.
Right.
Secularism by its very nature is coming to take God out of it, by its very nature. And then agnostic thought has a question mark, so it doesn't know what it wants to bring. It's kind of like a kid that's 12 years old that doesn't want to be tied to mom and dad anymore. So they will start doing anything to have a new identity.
Yeah.
So when you see agnostic culture, that's what it's doing. It doesn't know if it wants to be secular, doesn't know if it wants to be churchy. It doesn't know. And so when that is in your home, that mindset itself is going to bring four or five agendas based on what they bumped into before they got home. But thuggish hip hop culture brings a dominant culture because it's anti-law of its own.
Right.
And when it shows up, it comes in to take over. It comes in to take over and set up shop.
Mm-hmm.
And so proactive thinking, if you can recognize those three, now you put them in the context we just referred to, where, you know, here I am thinking, oh, hey, since I am free in America, I can go out and do whatever I want. I can build businesses. I can set up nonprofit organizations. The sky's the limit. But then here's this other person said, you know what, man, those people are not going to let us do that. If you put that in secular culture, they're going to bow. Put it in agnostic culture, it's going to find somebody to follow. You put it in hip hop culture, it's going to say, man, this is a great day. We're going to run everything. and if that's in your home, you're going to be the target, even though you may be genuinely trying to lead them in the right direction.
Man.
This is what families are bumping into now. The spiritual leader doesn't know how to address them because they're not necessarily taking a look at the various dynamics that's already set up in the mindsets of those. Because if I identify with a secular mindset and I'm making six figures, I don't care about Jesus Christ. I'm not looking for a God necessarily if I'm secular.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm hip hop and I'm fixing to do as many I'm fixing to do as many, I'll say, professional things as I can, because hip-hop culture is very, very, they're innovative.
Innovative.
Gotcha. And they'll start their own businesses. They'll do whatever's needed. They're innovative. But when it's hijacked by gangster thought, now it's going to conform to that because it really doesn't fight. That's where your whole bully culture comes from.
You're listening to Chat with Pac. You're listening to Chat with Pac. This is a great conversation. We're going to come back to this. 832, if you want to join us, there's still time. 832-230-5592. We'll be back after this.
KYND 1520. KYNDradio.com.
I heard First Lady Michelle Obama, didn't you? So in this election, we cannot sit back and hope that everything works out for the best. We cannot afford to be tired or frustrated or cynical. And when crisis hits, we don't turn against each other. No, we listen to each other. We lean on each other because we are always stronger together.
She's talking to us here in Harris County. In this election, all the Republican forces that worked against President Obama, tried to destroy his presidency and kill his legacy, aligned up against us now. I heard President Obama. Did you?
I will consider it a personal insult, an insult to my legacy, if this community lets down its guard and fails to activate itself in this election. You want to give me a good send-off? Go vote!
Political advertising paid for by Communications Workers of America Working Voices 202-434-1100, which is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Attention churches and nonprofit organizations. Dawson Chemical and Janitorial Supply Company has all the chemicals and janitorial supplies you need. Toilet tissue, paper towels, trash can liners, styrofoam cups, plates, and more. They also offer churches and nonprofit organizations 10% discounts and free same-day delivery. So give us a call today at 713-697-7137. Mr. Dawson has been supplying Houston area large and small congregations for over 36 years and has three area locations to serve all of your paper, chemical, and janitorial supply needs. Dawson Chemical also sells commercial janitorial equipment, buffers, vacuum cleaners, steam cleaners, wet and dry vacs, and more. We also repair all types of janitorial equipment and provide a full line of pest control for your do-it-yourself convenience. So give us a call today at 713-697-7137 and let Dawson Chemical meet all of your paper and chemical supply needs. Again, call us at 713-697-7137. We look forward to your call. Any church that spends $100 will get a $25 gift certificate that can be used with your current purchase.
Are you ready to take control of your finances? Then you don't want to miss the new faces of the new age of financial services.
The Houston Housewives of Finance.
The Houston Housewives of Finance. You work hard for your money. Now learn how to get your money to start working for you. Join the conversation every Wednesday beginning at 6 p.m. right here on 1520 KYND. Don't miss it. From Baytown to Brenham. On the air everywhere.
Everywhere.
The powerful 1520.
You're listening to the Chat with Pac radio broadcast. And we want to remind you that what you're hearing, you can come to our locations and take classes that will enhance your ability to impact not only your family, but your community, your church, and every other area of influence you have, not just for time, but for eternity. We want to remind you that you can go to our website and learn more about us. Harry?
That's going to be chatwithpac, that's PAK.org, chatwithpac.org.
If you want to know more about our classes, if you want to know about the locations where you can take our classes, call our offices at 713-784-6055. We have materials on our website. We have information about our classes on our website. You can call our offices as well. We have a graduation coming up on November 18th at 10 a.m. at our central main campus. And what is that address?
It's 2600 Q Street. It's C-H-E-W Street, Houston, Texas, 77020.
In the heart of Fifth Ward. The next classes are starting on January 9th. That's January 9th. So if you're interested, call us and find out about our classes, 713-784-6055. We've been talking about proactive thinking. And as we left off, we was talking about where the leader is able to recognize the various agendas that's coming at you when you have a family forum. And so to recognize that and to act upon that or to be proactive in your thinking toward that is very, very important when you're handling your family forums. You have to be trying to go somewhere. If you're not trying to go somewhere, you'll get there real quick.
One of the things that we talked about last week, if the spiritual leader sets the example, and you know, if he wants the house clean, go and clean the house and then have everybody maintain it. One of the things that in any form of leadership, I've learned this from our fearless leader, is you have to be genuine and know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be effective in your family, you're going to have to set the example of being genuine and know what you're talking about. People are not looking, your family is not looking for perfection. What they're looking for is consistency.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're consistent in your walk, and then I found out in any arena, if people know that you love them and that you genuinely care about them, you pretty much can get their attention on any subject.
Yeah.
Now, they might not agree with you, but you can pretty much.
Yeah.
And those ideas are constantly working. I just come from a little graduation celebration. Young lady, first young lady to finish college in her family.
My.
And I thought about the comments she may have heard. Nobody in the family has done that.
Nobody. Yeah.
And we've done all right without going to college.
Yeah.
You know, those objectives. But she kept her proactive thinking. And now she's on her way to get her master's.
All right.
But you have to be genuine in your example. And if you're going to talk to someone, if you're going to talk to someone that's in a dysfunctional lifestyle, you're going to have to know how to address it. One of the things I've learned lately when I'm talking to the gay community is they'll say, I was born like that. And I used to argue against that. Now I just say, okay, you need to be born again. You know, so you got to know how to address those issues.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. This term that our Pastor Marshall and Pastor Dorton has homed in on, genuineness. I think we have summed up genuineness in our program in five words,
yeah.
And that's what we call our core values: faithfulness, integrity, truthfulness, stewardship, and servanthood.
Yeah,
I think that sums up genuineness.
Yeah,
and of course you have to be these things,
right?
Yeah.
In order to transmit these things.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that, Will?
I think it's crucial, especially as we connect it to our larger topic of changing the inner city, dealing with the negatives of our inner city, because one of the predominant negatives would be where we have a culture that where the values have dropped. You know, you see things like. I see things like when you're at the McDonald's, instead of them putting the trash in the can, they just drop it out on the streets. the value of things is dropped. And so when that becomes a norm, then what happens is the community itself begins to take on that philosophy. So what we're trying to do is cause our, the leader is trying to cause his influence to impact not only his home, but the five areas that God has given him: personal, his family, his career, the church, and the community. His leadership steps outside of the home. Now, I know we're trying to get the home to the point to where that leadership can be viewed as an alternative to the directives of where the culture is headed, which is away from God. And we're going back to God's intent. I heard you guys mentioning clear foresight. And clear foresight is where we return to what God intended, because God's power goes with it, because it's his idea. And so when we do that genuinely and incorporate God's values and proactive thinking, then what happens is the hood itself would change. It would change because the hood would be respected, because the influence is respectful. It would change because most of the families who have these values, along with proactive thought, would be able to see the various agendas that's coming against it in its personal life, in its family life, when you get to the job, which would be your greatest challenge, and then blending at the church, especially if you have a good godly leader with genuine intent. I throw all of that in there. And so, and then, of course, finally, even at election time, we're thinking about the communities at large.
Right.
Not only just the inner city by which we are involved, but all of the inner cities around us. And if we're driving home the point that each home that sets up a family forum is setting up its influence so it impacts with these core values, then each home becomes a centerpiece or an example of what can be done in a community when it looks like all of the communities have lost their hope. And that's where we're driving. So when we begin to have proactive thought with integrity, then I'm not going to be questioned as of my motives. My motives won't be questioned if I have integrity that matches what I'm talking about doing. When I'm a steward, and stewardship is where I'm treating everybody's things as if it's mine. So if I'm a good steward over it, and I borrow your car with no gas, very little gas, and bring it back full of gas, then wash it. Now, you know, they say that's very much, but when you have that type of influence of genuineness and wanting to change something, you'll put that gas in there. If it's just looking after your pocketbook, you won't. So when we start talking about those that may be leaders that's listening, we're talking about grabbing hold to these core values. If I'm faithful to my wife, faithful to going to work, faithful to the things that I teach, even if I fall, my genuineness is going to cause me to overcome it one day. Even if I keep, if I'm not making it in front of you, yeah, I saw you in that club. Well, just getting some water. But my genuineness causes you to say, okay, I know he must be in there for some other reason, because that doesn't fit some of the things that we see him doing all the time. When you see that we're always about truth and telling the truth in love, not beating you up because you're wrong, it's two totally different ideas, then what happens is my credibility becomes the driving vehicle to my influence. Now, when you walk in, it impacts. I think everyone remember, and we talk about it all the time, about back in the day when a person would hide their beer bottle when they come on the church ground. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you know. Now tell me why. Because the influence of God and the church ground would come into your consciousness in such a way that you recognize that behavior was ungodly. Even if you liked the beer, liked drinking, you recognized it was ungodly. Therefore, it caused your behavior to let me stash it, hide it, or you know how we used to do, put out the cigarette when you crossed the church ground, cut your radio off if you had it on another channel. That's what we're talking about, because that influence was so impactful, and it was based on the genuineness of God, because most people were in their scripture. wasn't because most people were living right. The scripture was dominating, and people would have in that Ten Commandment culture would recognize these are things that God just wouldn't put up if he was here. Mm. And that's what we're talking about. And even though slavery was during those days, if we would just get rid of the slavery idea and keep the rest, we would be fine. But we lost our influence to impact as a people because we became like the ones we didn't like. And now we're trying to, this group is trying to say those were some good days if we can try to find that fit today. That's kind of where we're going with.
Okay. So, again, these core values, you'll make the greatest impact by just simply being these five things.
Mm-hmm.
That this is who you and who we all, let me say this, have to become because none of us really start here. Some of us might be a little closer than others, but all of us got some ways to go.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what community is and should do, isn't it? Community says no one's there. That's why God created everything didn't create people that would know everything. Because if everyone knew everything, no one would need someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And because we are all flawed beings and we have a mutual respect because we are made in the image of God, then we can go out and help people get better, genuinely. No strings attached, which was servanthood. Servanthood says, I want to make you better because better is good for everyone. So I was talking to a lady who's kind of upset with someone else, and she had been helping, but got no thank yous for it. She didn't get any kudos for doing it. And she was wounded and bruised because she didn't get any kudos for doing it. And she said to me, what do you think I ought to do? And I said, nothing. What you need is an attitude adjustment. Because you're doing it, you should be doing it because you want her better. Not because you want her to respond to the fact that you've done it for.
Mm-hmm.
We want to do it because it's going to make us better. And when we do it because we're better, then what happens is everything gets better, and we don't need any kudos for doing it.
Right.
Right. I we used to always ask, when Jesus would heal someone, why would he say, don't tell anyone? We thought that was, that was kind of odd, because we thought from our own perspective that if he wanted to be known as Savior, go tell everybody that I did it. You see in the scripture, when you fast, clean your face up. Don't look like you're fasting. Yeah. Don't go to the hilltop and tell how much money you're giving. The Bible is telling us to stay away from that because humility says it's not needed. Right. Because when you demonstrate it from the perspective by which it's intended, folk will be better and you'll have a society that's helping people but not looking for kudos for doing it.
Amen.
And so that, that's kind of where we headed.
All right. We're getting ready to wrap up the show. Let's go with Pastor Crowder. He has some.
As we've been talking about this, you all, just want to let you all know that you can find. We've been talking about this. Just want to let you all know that you can find material on our webpage, and that's chackwoodpack.org, right? But we've got books that are Sharing Love with Thugs. We've got the Health Relationship book. And then we have a book which is The Second Adam. We know the first Adam failed, but we have a book called The Second Adam. These books will truly help you understand what we're talking about is restoring the family in the community.
All right. I think that the show is a wrap. We want to remind you that you can join us every Saturday at 4 o'clock. This time on KYND 1520 AM. And PAC stands for Pastors Advancing the Kingdom. And we are PAC, changing the inner city,
one family at a time.